Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Friday of the 20th week in Ordinary Time, August 21st, 2026. Our passage today for reflection comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where Matthew writes, "When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a scholar of the law, tested him by asking, 'Teacher, which commandment of the law is the greatest?'" There are moments when a single question can reveal everything about the heart of a person. The scholar of the law approaches Jesus with such a question. Matthew tells us that he is testing Jesus. Yet even questions born of skepticism can become openings for grace. The Jewish law contained hundreds of commandments. Tradition counted 613. Scholars debated endlessly which were weightier and which were lighter, which governed the others and which could be set aside in exceptional cases. Jesus is invited into this debate, but he refuses to play the game. Instead, he reveals the very heartbeat of God. "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." Then, without hesitation, he joins another commandment to it, "And you shall love your neighbor as yourself." He concludes with a remarkable statement: "The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments." Everything hangs upon love. Not sentimentality, not passing emotion, not mere affection. Love. Love, in the biblical sense, it is the complete orientation of one's life towards God and towards those whom God loves. Many people imagine the Christian life as a long list of obligations. We wonder if we are keeping enough rules, praying enough prayers, avoiding enough sin. Jesus does not abolish the commandments. Rather, he reveals their purpose. Every authentic commandment teaches us how to love. If a commandment seems disconnected from love, we have misunderstood it. St. Augustine famously summarized this teaching when he says, "Love and do what you will." He did not mean that love excuses selfishness. He meant that a heart truly transformed by divine love naturally desires what pleases God. The commandments become less like fences and more like pathways. Notice how Jesus' command is not simply love God when convenient, not love God on Sundays, not love God after every other desire has been satisfied, but love him with all your heart. The human heart rarely remains undivided. We often discover competing loyalties within ourselves. Career competes with vocation. Comfort competes with sacrifice. Security competes with trust. Recognition competes with humility. We do not usually reject God outright. We simply allow other loves to occupy the center that belongs only to him. The spiritual life is not merely adding God to an already crowded schedule. It is allowing him to become the center around which everything else revolves. An elderly woman lived alone after her husband died. Every morning she walked slowly through her neighborhood with a small grocery bag. People assumed she was going shopping. One day a neighbor asked what she carried. She smiled and opened the bag. Inside were slices of bread. "I've been feeding them to the birds," she exclaimed. The neighbor laughed gently. "Surely someone else could do that." She answered quietly, "Perhaps. But these few minutes remind me every day that everything I have belongs to God. Before I begin caring for myself, I remember to care for one of his creatures." It was a tiny act, almost invisible. Yet it kept her heart properly ordered. Love of God naturally overflowed into love of creation. No one would ever write about her in history books. But heaven surely noticed. The greatest command was quietly becoming the shape of her ordinary life. Jesus refuses to let us separate love of God from love of neighbor. Some people claim deep devotion to God while remaining harsh, impatient, resentful, or indifferent towards others. Others devote themselves to humanitarian causes while ignoring the God who is the source of every person's dignity. Jesus insists these belong together. The person sitting beside us in church, the difficult family member, the lonely widow, the impatient driver, the immigrant, the child, the elderly, the poor, the co-worker who irritates us. Each becomes an opportunity to love Christ himself. St. John writes bluntly, "If anyone says, 'I love God,' but hates his brother, is a liar." Love always, always takes concrete form. It becomes forgiveness. It becomes listening, generosity, patience, hospitality, mercy. Sometimes the greatest act of love is simply choosing not to speak the cutting word that immediately comes to mind. Today's gospel invites us to examine not merely our actions, but our loves. What truly occupies my heart? What receives my best energy? Where do my thoughts naturally return? Whom do I find difficult to love? Am I growing in charity or merely growing older? Every day presents countless opportunities to practice the greatest commandment, not through extraordinary achievements, but through ordinary faithfulness. Every prayer can become an act of loving God. Every interruption can become an opportunity to love a neighbor. Every disappointment can become an invitation to trust. Every act of forgiveness enlarges the heart. The saints did not become holy because they accomplished spectacular things. They learned to let every moment become an expression of love. And, little by little, love transformed them into the likeness of Christ. May this same grace transform us. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you have shown us the entire law is fulfilled in love. Draw our divided hearts back to you. Teach us to love the Father with all that we are, with our minds, our souls, our strength, and our hearts. Remove whatever competes for first place within us. Open our eyes to recognize you in every neighbor we meet. Give us patience when we are frustrated, compassion when we are tempted to judge, generosity when we would rather keep for ourselves, and courage when love asks us to sacrifice. May every word we speak, every decision we make, and every relationship we cherish become a reflection of your own boundless love. For when our lives are rooted in you, everything else finds its proper place. If you found a blessing in this brief reflection today, I invite you to share it with others and perhaps invite them to join us here each day in my hermitage when we break open the Word of God and apply its deeper meaning to our spiritual journeys. May God bless you today and keep you safe.